presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 27, 952 America, New York, stop moralizing inflation. Inflation in the United States and elsewhere has generated a great deal of commentary. Some, such as Senator Elizabeth Warren, DeMass, and Marxist economist Richard Wolff, have attributed inflation and increased prices to the greed of capitalists and corporations and corporate concentration.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
August 27, 942 America, New York. China's industrial profit falls on COVID-19 measures, bad weather. A record heat wave and drought has prompted Beijing to offer massive economic support for power generation and agriculture.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
August 27, 8 o'clock America, New York. Spotify's head of talks crime, creators, and exclusivity. Max Cutler, the Parcast founder now leading one of the audio streamers' fastest-growing businesses, says Spotify needs to help podcasters find listeners, revenue.
Daily FX Market News.
August 27, 8 o'clock America, New York. U.S. dollar forecast. Will another non-farm payrolls print offer a tight labor market? The U.S. dollar is regaining upside moment against the backdrop of Fed hawkishness, quantitative tightening, and market volatility. Another tight non-farm payroll report may offer the same. Marginal revolution.
August 27, 725 America, New York. The student loan giveaway is much bigger than you think. Wiping out $10,000 in student debt is not the most expensive part of the Biden student loan program. Most federal student loans are now eligible for an income-based repayment plan. Under these plans, you pay a small percentage of your discretionary income, say 10%, and then after a fixed number of years, the debt is wiped off the student's books.
Global economy.
August 27, 7 o'clock America, New York. UK food shoppers trade down as cost of living crisis intensifies. Consumers shift from comfort of branded goods to own label products to save money.
New York Times Business.
August 27, 5 o'clock America, New York. Does watching college football on TV have to be so miserable? The corporations that control these broadcasts know. It can still be hugely lucrative to provide an experience that fans come to despise.
New York Times Business. August 27, 5 o'clock America, New York. Planning for your retirement, and for a child's special needs, all at once. People with children who cannot support themselves need to think well past their own lifetime and figure out how to provide for children after they are gone.
Global economy.
August 27, 5 o'clock America, New York. Jay Powell is focusing too much on the present. The central banker missed an opportunity to regain control of the Federal Reserve's policy narrative.
Global economy.
August 27, 5 o'clock America, New York. Investors expect higher rates to persist after Powell ends hope of Fed pivot. U.S. central bank chair sparks sell-off by vowing unconditional commitment to quashing decades-high inflation.
Marginal revolution. August 27, 027 America, New York. What I've been reading. Francis Spaulding, The Real and the Romantic. English Art Between the Two Wars. Wonderful text, quality images, and the whole subject area remains underrated, so this book was a big plus for me. The history of modernism is not just cubist and abstract art on the continent.
Daily FX Market News.
August 27, 00 America, New York. Bitcoin, Ethereum sell-off deepens as fundamentals drive crypto lower. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and altcoins ruined by Fed Chair Jerome Powell's speech that sent cryptocurrency and risk assets into a sea of red. Next up is ISM and NFP, two big data points for risk aversion.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
August 27, 00 America, New York. Companies used to announce products. Now they drop them. Technology is changing the launch of everything from soap to sneakers.
BBC News Business.
August 26, 2301 America, New York, energy bills, middle earners will need help with rising prices too, says Chancellor. Even people on incomes of £45,000 are likely to need help with rising energy prices, Nadeem Zahawi says.
BBC News Business.
August 26, 2008 America, New York, drop-off fees hiked at most busy airports, RAC.
The motoring group says it appears airports are trying to recoup pandemic losses.
Daily FX Market News.
August 26, 2000 America New York, Australian Dollar Outlook. RBA in the shadow of the Fed for now. The Australian dollar had a whippy week after Chinese stimulus plans were overwrought by a Federal Reserve that got tough talking around a campfire in a ski resort.
BBC News Business.
August 26, 1958 America New York, Jerome Powell. U.S. stock markets down after interest rate warning. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says further interest rate hikes are likely in coming months.
New York Times Business.
August 26, 1844 America New York. How will the student loan forgiveness plan affect you? We want to hear about what President Biden's debt cancellation plan means for your life and finances.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 26, 1326 America New York. Consumption taxes. I highly recommend a recent Matt Iglesias post on taxes. This caught my eye. My preferred framework for a progressive consumption tax is the one that Cornell University economist Robert Frank has outlined. Marginal Revolution.
August 26, 1232 America New York. How does such a power grab stay secret? Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced on Friday that former High Court Justice Virginia Bell will report on November 25 on the findings of her inquiry into Scott Morrison's secret power grab.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
August 26, 1158 America New York, Pluralism and the Scientific Process. A new article by Louis LaRue in the Journal of Economic Methodology defends what he calls reasonable pluralism. LaRue argues that pluralism provides epistemological benefits, as the contestation and debate that pluralism provokes can help us refine our theories and discover important truths.